grocery store. When I sat in the chair, a very tan, wrinkled man would ask me if I wanted the G.I. Joe or the Mr. T. Duh, the Mr. T. He had a mohawk. My dad, as if he believed the barber were serious, tapped his shoulder and said, "Just a regular cut is fine." I was crestfallen when we left. My hair looked like it always did. One day in a Stride Rite shoe store, an older, masculine woman wearing a polyester pantsuit found out I couldn't tie my own shoes. She showed me the bunny rabbit ear method, making two loops and twisting them around each other. Suddenly, I could tie them myself. I walked out of the store with a pair of lace-up Hot Wheels sneakers that she swore would make me run faster. On the playground, when I put them to test, it was total baloney. I ran no faster than I had in my old Velcro fastened shoes. It seemed that everywhere I went, someone was upselling a total dud. Whether it was some toy slime creature that didn't secrete like it had in the commercial, or Michael Jackson not actually performing in Captain EO at Disneyland, it was just a 3D movie of him that played all day long. The world was full of exaggerations. I felt gullible and often embarrassed at my expectations of real magic. Sometimes I thought people could read my overeager thoughts, and it humiliated me. I didn't understand what I saw on TV wasn't real. I stood paralyzed one Saturday afternoon, a dirty Cabbage Patch Kid dangling from my hand, as Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert reviewed Pink Floyd's The Wall. They showed a clip of school kids walking into a meat grinder